Joining me on the line, Bianca Burt is Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Good morning, Bianca. Wow. I thought we were doing so well. Weren't we doing well yesterday?
Good morning, Howard. We certainly were doing well yesterday. But that tailwind, however, got eliminated by President Trump quite rapidly. President Trump certainly has a way of keeping things interesting. Unfortunately, markets don't like interesting. It lacks certainty and stability.
Absolutely. So what happened yesterday?
Basically, Donald Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on the remaining items that are being imported from China, including things like cell phones, clothing, etc. They are set to engage in conversations at the G20 meeting coming up later this month. However, should he continue with increasing this trade tension, the effect on the global economy is actually just expanding, and the effect on emerging market sell-off is enormous.
Yeah, and very, very frightening. And I don't think I would imagine that the talk about our own Reserve Bank rate cuts or the possibility of it is not going to help either.
Definitely not. So typically when we reduce interest rates, your value of your currency declines because now there's excess money in circulation in the economy. And that is typically done to try and stimulate some sort of spending and economic activity. We have seen retail and manufacturing figures for quarter two tick up slightly. Those data numbers were released yesterday. It was, however, not enough to support the rand.
Are we expecting any information today?
South Africa is set to release gold and mining production, while the European Union will release industrial production stats. And then later this afternoon, as per every Thursday, we have the US jobless claims that is likely to weigh in on market confidence this afternoon. The rand is back up, touching on the 14.90 level against the dollar, 16.80 against the euro and 18.90 against the pound, while the Israeli shekel is currently trading at 4.14 rand.
All right. And the range for today?
Range for today, that will depend largely on what activity we see coming out of the US and China. China has committed to take the necessary monetary action to stimulate their economy should the trade war continue. However, it remains to be seen whether or not that will actually have a positive effect once market opens. Largely, we can expect the range of the rand to remain between about 14.72 to the 14.95 levels throughout the day. And then hopefully we can get some certainty coming into the market later in June that will assist the rand to gain some ground again.
Really, really fascinating. And as you say, the markets don't like interesting. But there you have it. Bianca Burt is Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. We speak to Bianca every morning just after the main news.